We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The question is, what did you find in your food? I bring it up because this MMA kind of commentator, it's not Joe Rogan, but it's another guy. Listen to what happened to him, what he found in his order, I believe at Chipotle.
I took one bite and there was something hard in there and I pulled it out of my tooth and it was 14 staples. I pulled out of, like, you know, a brick of staples like that. And it split up in my mouth and I pulled them out and I looked at it and I went, they're staples. These are actual staples in the burrito. 14 staples in one bite. I didn't search the rest of the burrito.
Oh my God, that just, my teeth are hurting right now. That's like, not even gross. Like how we have a staple here, you know how there's like a long strip of them?
Yeah.
He had like, there's like 14 of them like
back. Oh, I get it. I 100% pictured it in my mind and that made my skin absolutely
crawl.
How does
that go though? I don't understand. Even if you're making burritos and there's a stapler next to it, how does that go into the burrito?
The thing that freaks me out is I am a massive Chipotle fan and I keep hearing weird stories. We keep hearing stories about them.
If they don't get you with the, you know, the diarrhea, they're going to get you with a stapler.
Yeah, what the heck is going on over there?
Have you seen my stapler?
Where's the quality control?
There is none. 833-JOE-ALEX and we have tons of people, which scares me right now because that means there must be a lot out there. Let's kick it off with Mike. Hey, Mike, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you find, man? Or was it a friend of yours?
It was a friend of mine. He went to an undisclosed location and found a small hair in his curly fries.
Nope.
Oh, I don't want to find a curly hair in my curly fries. That's not good. Oh.
Oh, no. It was not good.
Do you think it was intentional or is it like me? Like my beard hair can be curly? Like, do you think it was a beard hair?
I think it was lack use of hair nets because he went back to the place, and they said it was just disgusting inside there. Like, he said no one was caring at all, and ended up having to, like, call corporate. He ended up getting, like, 3 or 4 free meals out of it.
They're like, I don't get it. It's organic. It's all natural, gluten-free.
Now, Alex, if you get a free meal out of there, you're still going back to the place that had something in the food.
No.
Okay, see, me and Porkchop say, hell yeah, that's a deal. Let's go to Cody on the Joe and Alex Show. Cody, what did you find?
All right, well, I was actually at a Brazilian steakhouse, and I've been big on chewing ice since I was probably a kid.
Okay.
So I took the straw out, like I usually do at most restaurants, and started chewing, and it ended up actually being a piece of broken glass.
God.
Yeah, that I got on the side of my, I cut the side of my mouth, but, you know, their excuse was is their dishwasher had a broken cup. That they thought they got all the pieces out.
Obviously they didn't. So did you get that meal for free at least?
I did get the meal for free, yeah, and I had like a gift card that you know, I could use next time. But I will say that since then, I've been very weary about chewing ice, especially in a glass cup.
Makes sense.
I would understand that. Hey, Cody, thanks for calling in. Let's get through a few more calls. If you can't get through, let us know what you found in your food. You don't have to mention the place. We really don't want to call anybody out, but so they can defend themselves. At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Abby, what did you find in your stuffing?
I was eating stuffing, and there was a maggot.
Oh, God.
All right. Yep.
Oh, God. Now, is this like a family cook meal, or is this at a restaurant that had stuffing?
No, it was a stovetop stuffing.
Oh.
And it's like my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
God, so you've never had stuffing again, I assume?
No. I puked immediately, and I'm never eating stuffing again.
That is absolutely horrifying, and there is nothing to be thankful about when it comes to that.
No, that is definitely not a Thanksgiving miracle.
I might win with a story about my friend's dad when we were growing up.
Okay, what was the food issue?
My friend's dad went somewhere, got a thing of like potato wedges, so they're very thick. They're, you know, there's batter,
yes,
breading,
you're making me
and all
hungry
this
right now.
So the pieces that you pick up are thick in your hand, and he was driving, so he just was eating them. He wasn't looking at what he was eating.
Yeah.
Takes a bite of one of the potato wedges, immediately spits it out, almost gags, is like, what the heck did I just bite into? Looks down, he had bitten a small mouse in half that had gotten into like the fryer or whatever and was covered in breading.
No! No!
Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.